Hi, everyone. The Business Ethics Leadership Alliance has questions and we have answers. I'm your host, Bill Coffin. Welcome to another Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. One of the best benefits of being a member of the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, or Bella, is that if you have any questions at all about ethics and compliance, you can submit them to Bella's concierge service, which will connect you with one of our internal experts who will provide an answer and or direct you to a helpful resource for more information. Sometimes these requests are specific to a particular company's needs, but most of them speak to broad challenges facing Bella members in general, and by extension, the wider ethics and compliance profession. That's why we're using this show to thematically respond to high-level questions from the Bella community. And joining us once again to answer those questions is Bella Chair Erica Salmon Byrne. Erica, thank you very much for returning to the show. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you as well, Bill, and thanks so much for having me back. And thank you to all the Bella members out there who keep asking questions so that I keep having a reason to come back.
Well, our next question is about program assessment, and it reads, What are good examples of ethics and compliance program key performance indicators, or KPIs?
Yep, it's a great question, Bill. And so, as I am wont to do, particularly on these Bella Asks episodes, I'm going to step back a second and talk about why we are looking for key performance indicators for the program. Back in 2002, the Department of Justice issued opinion letter 0204. And so, for those of you who haven't had a chance to take a look at that one, it was an opinion letter that the DOJ issued that talked a little bit about some of the practices that the department was looking for at that time in the early aughts. And it specifically talked about the value of having fresh eyes on your program. So this sort of idea that periodically in the opinion letter, they talked about every 3 years, but that periodically you should have somebody come in from the outside and put eyes on your program to identify places where maybe you have a blind spot, maybe there's a reason to prioritize, or they're coming in with information that would be helpful to you. And the reason for that is all in pursuit of the ethics and compliance holy grail, which is effectiveness. How do I prove the effectiveness of my program in the absence of a major disaster? Now, if you have a major issue and you get credit from the Department of Justice for the quality of your program, boom, presto, effectiveness evidence right there. But most of us, fortunately, are not in a position for boom presto, right? We have to come up with ways to demonstrate that our programs are effective without something really bad happening to the company. So you look for key performance indicators. You look for ways that you can demonstrate that your program is having the impact that you want your program to have. And we see a couple of things, and I'm going to divide these into two categories. One is activity metrics, and the other is performance metrics. Most programs are really good at activity metrics. Call volume on your hotline, days to close on case management systems, substantiation rates, anonymity rates, willingness of somebody to go from being anonymous to being known once they're engaged with an investigator, policy clicks, comms clicks, those things that are sort of like engaging with the program metrics, activity metrics. Absolutely worth tracking. Certainly something where if you're not tracking them right now, I would look at what you can get your hands on from a data perspective that is related to the sort of activities of your program. The trickier one is what I would call performance metrics. So how do I measure an employee pausing and asking for help? How do I measure an employee refusing a kickback request? How do I measure an employee going to their manager and figuring out the right answer to a particular situation they find themselves in? Now, every organization is going to be a little different in terms of the how of each one of those things, but those are the kinds of performance metrics that you want to try to get your arms around. So that may mean that you are asking managers to give you information on questions that come to them through employees. That's not really an activity metric, that's more a performance metric. You can send, some organizations will send out a short survey on a monthly basis to say, hey, at any point in the last month, have any of your employees come to you with a question on conflicts of interest or gifts and entertainment or whatever your communication topic of the day or the month might have been. That's a way of measuring, besides click metrics, whether people actually engaged with the content. We know people are most likely to go to their manager with a question. Asking the managers, like, in the last 6 weeks, we've been sending out these little pieces. has anybody come to you with questions, just, you know, give us a quick click and let us know if that's the case. That's one way that you can get your arms around the ways in which people are engaging with the program material that you're sending out there, which is the beginning of an effectiveness metric. I would be remiss if I didn't say, though, there's a reason the Department of Justice says that you should have somebody put fresh eyes on your program every couple of years. And it's because it's really, really easy to get wrapped up in our own work and to think that everything we are doing is perfect, or not, if not perfect, at least, you know, the best we could have done. And so having somebody who isn't invested in the program point out to you the places where maybe things aren't quite as rosy as you would like them to be, is really time and money well spent.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for lending your insights and understanding to us today on this question. Terrific answer. And I know everybody in the Bella community really appreciates the answers you give.
Well, Bill, if anybody made it through that 6-minute soliloquy, then kudos to them.
They all did, and you know it.
But it really is my pleasure to come back and answer these questions again. So to all of these Bella members out there, please keep the questions coming, and Bill and I will come back to answer more of them if you do.
To learn more about Bella, please visit bella.ethisphere.com to request guest access to the Bella Member Resource Hub and speak with the Bella Engagement Director. And if you have a question that you'd like answered on Bella Asks, be sure to use the Bella Concierge service and we'll get to your question just as soon as we can. And to learn more about Ethisphere's own 20-question program assessment, built from the industry-leading Ethics Quotient Questionnaire and benchmarking from this year's list of World's Most Ethical Companies honorees, please visit ethisphere.com/compliance-program-self-assessment. We'll put a link in that to the show notes below. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been a special Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.